basis to assume that we have hatred towards Jews and to kind of use that as a bludgeon to make it so that our views on Palestine can't be expressed publicly.
Mm-hmm. And of course, so many thousands of his organizers or canvassers on the ground are Jewish New Yorkers.
Exactly.
I want to end by thanking you. Meher Ma'amed is a staff editor for the New York Times opinion section. Her latest essay for the New York Times is headlined, "When I Look at Zoran Mamdani, Here's What I See." In the print version, the headline was, "What Does It Mean to Be a Good Muslim in America?" That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Nicole Salazar, Sarah Nasser, Tarina Nadura, Sam Malkoff, Tamaria Studio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Masood. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Positive, we have never been shown at this theater before. You can tell by my special guest Tom Savini. It is fantastic time here. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Zombo in your brain with Halloween spectacular. So it's a special spectacular. So it's a spectacular. It's a real thing right in your brain. Now on these other like radio stations that go, okay, it's Halloween time. Here's Monster Mash by Annie DeFranco. Okay, it's Halloween time. Here's Purple People Eater by Natalie Merchant. This is real Halloween music right in your brain. Zombo here, and you are right there, and we are all together. Messer Chops, Devil Exit from Fashion, and the Deadly Ones, Monster Surfing Time. I want to actually probably put a lot of Monster Surf in today's show because I'm trying to do a public service for you guys. Tomorrow, I will be emceeing and DJing the Haunted Harbor Super Monster Surf Party. That's going to be at This Is Red because it is completely sold out. But I don't want you to feel left out, so I'm going to play a lot of the things I plan on playing tomorrow there. It's going to be an amazing show. The Itchy Bonds, Black Flamingos, and Coffin Daggers. A lot of surf bands I play somewhat regularly on my show. And it's going to be fantastic. It is going to be fantastic. I like it. It's just my time of year. It's a real groove. If there's anything I do, well, it's this. It's the Halloween thing. I have been DJing Halloween music forever since it came out. And it is the most wonderful time of the year. Okay, so you'll know this next number as the theme from the Alfred Hitchcock Show, but it's actually called The Funeral March of the Marionettes, done by a band called the Pyronauts. And this is WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in Your Brain, playing this absolutely super fantastic Halloween music for you guys till 1 o'clock today. And it is in your brain.
Get scary, you'll hear them. of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
he's got a big black cloak hanging down his back.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well that's a one big cat I just hate to fight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well he walks down the street. It says your name, Blouse.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When she walks down the street, he's never far behind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with his little black bag and his one-track mind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
will he really catches up when the lights go down? The time he starts his dirty shove around.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When he walks down the street, they forget him. It says your name, Mary Brown.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Scotland Yard will never catch him, cause he's a much too clever.
He's much too clever.
Safe.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
So you pretty little girl, let's take my advice.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
And don't walk the streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When he walks down the street, the girl he meets says your name, blah.
Papa said, little woman, better get yourself a wife. 'Cause you're too mean for a man, so clean up your life. And if she's the devil, you know she'll be your friend.
the fabulously tragic life of Susan Terrell doing Witch's Egg from Forbidden Zone, one of my favorite movies of all time, not just Halloween movies. I watch a movie every day. Forbidden Zone. Oingo Boingo did the music. Susan Terrell. Her Valachez was in the movie too. I guess they were an item for a while, Susan and her Valachez. Yeah, that'd be a laugh, right, hanging out with those two. The Slackmates, Devil Girl from Mars, the one and only Screaming Lord Sutch, Jack the Ripper, the Daytonas. And this is not the Ronnie and the Daytonas, like, surf beach thing. This is like some band from Australia, which does a song called The Coffin. I could not find it anywhere else on this, but on this little crazy little compilation. But man, do I love that tune. I love that. The Coffin by the Daytonas. Satan's Pilgrims. Make a big deal about Satan's Pilgrims because there's one less Satan's Pilgrim. But man, those guys are amazing. Frankenstomp was the name of that tune. And we heard Freddie Fortune and the Foregone Conclusions doing Dracula's Deuce. Whatever Happened to Eddie by Eddie and the Munsters, which looks sounds like that was Butch Patrick put out a 45 in the 80s. And he didn't have a bad voice for singing. There's a Zombo right here in your brain with the finest Halloween stuff right in your brain. Oh, let's see what we got here. You know, each year, 40% of the blood in the United States never gets drank. Store it, cook it, share it. Don't waste the blood. Learn to plan better to store and cook your blood. If you like cooked blood, it's not bad. SaveTheBlood.com, brought to you by the Natural Racehorses Defense Council and WRCT. Oh, and there's sickle cell anemia. Oh, my God, that disease can be painful, and it tastes awful. Sickle cell anemia blood is just, it tastes like marzipan. And I'm not a big fan of marzipan. Don't like the marzipan. Talk to your doctor about effectively managing the disease so you can have nice, delicious, healthy blood. That's right. And especially if you get that iron overload. You don't want the iron overload. I'll be playing some of them a little later on in the set. All right, so let's get into the action, Jackson, here. All right, I got my first request. Guess who? That's right, Chummy. And Tom, do you want to introduce this? Might as well let Tom Savini, because he's for the past 16 years, he has been joining me in the studio. 15? I think it's 16, Tom. All right, 16. Well, 15 and a half years. Let's just call it 16. Fine. If you could do me the honor of, this is kind of neat, you could introduce the first request we have today. All right? Can you do that for me, Tom? Just introduce this and we'll play the song.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million. Well, I was out in the graveyard about 12 o'clock. Something hit me, it felt like a rock. I thought it was an owl flying around in the run, but it's just an old ghost digging holes in the ground. I said, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute,
I want you.
Misfits and enjoy here the 13 ghosts.
creeping invention. We'll be right back. empire. I have existed for centuries in legend, in fantasy, in men's minds, and some say in a reality. You must believe in me for me to exist, but those who have chosen to deny my existence have sometimes found me a most deadly enemy. I live by night, seeking fresh new blood to flow in my rather cold veins. Many of my victims have joined my unholy legion of the undead, becoming creatures without souls, living only for hideous torment. Destroy me. The infected blood of the vampire was carried to Earth millions of years ago by the Tubatan vampire men of a distant galaxy far beyond this solar system. The strange chromatic radiations of deep dark space have created many ghastly mutations while they turn the air and everything in it into a one-colored mass of yellow, green, blue, or blood red. Vampires spreads out. Only knowledge learned from studying the original Tubatan vampires can save the planet Earth from bloody ruin. But no space scientists have yet returned from the world of the Tubatan vampires alive. And right now, the infamous Dr. Reining is planning a top secret space mission in quest of a little dangerous knowledge.
Welcome, sister. understand. But I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your head. Shoot. I want to bite your head. I want to bite your head. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Shoo. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy here inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
So fabulously talented and super cool, Gene Moss doing I Want to Bite Your Hand. The Dead Brothers doing Bauhaus's Bela Lugosi Is Dead. Yes, it's pronounced Lugosi, not Lugosi. Thank you, Tom. Scoot over a little bit, Tom. You're crowding me. We heard Brother Theodore doing Horror of the Blood Monsters. And DJ Cummerbund gave us Detroit Rock Lobster. That was fun. It's always fun to do a mashup. Creepin' Invention by the Flat Duo Jets. Release the Bats. Tune actually by the Birthday Party, redone by a band called Some Girls. Halloween. Oh, the Misfits tune. Surfed up by the 13 Crimson Ghosts. I'm going to actually probably open with that. I'm going to be DJing Haunted Harbor, which is all creepy, cool surf bands, the Coffin Daggers, Black Flamingos, and the Ichibans, tomorrow at This Is Red. Sorry, the show is sold out. If you got tickets for it, I'll see you there. I am emceeing and hosting that bad boy. It is going to be the Halloween happening of the century. Not just of this year, either. Rockin' in the Graveyard, that was Jackie Morningstar, requested by Chummy. And let's see, we're just all caught up here, but I got to tell you, coffin foreclosure rates are rising across the nation, with Transylvania ranking as the 18th in the state on coffin foreclosures. Vampires, you can prevent these coffin foreclosures on your crypt before it happens. There's a non-profit Transylvania Association of Brokers, and they offer tips and troubled crypt owners to consider what they do before they miss a payment on their coffin. Vampires could communicate via telepathy with their mortgage broker to help them navigate through a coffin foreclosure situation, and you cannot work out the situation. And then, you know, I'm sorry, you're just one of these vampires on the streets just roaming around. For more information, go to awoo.org. There you be with that. Oh, man, one of my favorite Halloween, you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. If you haven't figured that out yet, then you just haven't figured it out. If you're a first-time listener, please go to another station. This is probably just weirding you out like there's no get-out. You're like, what is this? I don't like it. It's making my stomach hurt. Let me go listen to Natalie Merchant sing Monster Mash on another station. But this is a real Halloween in your brain, and one of the finest Halloween bands ever. ever Cult of the Psychic Fetus from the spooky town of Sandusky, Ohio, with Dark Stella, WRCT, In Your Brain.
chicken that looked like Hitler. Looked just like him but littler. Down in the hen house they hated his guts. He didn't know why it was driving him nuts. They called him the chicken Stein monster. He hung around down by the dumpster. The hunchback and the Hitler chicken found romance. He looked into her eyes and they began to dance. When the news hit the hen house, jealousy reigned. The hens began to notice that they all looked the same. Being ordinary was bringing them down. They started making weird faces and dragged their feet around. Farmer Bob came out in the noonday heat. Saw the chickens making faces and dragging their feet. His brain went out to lunch, his body changed form, and the dance of the living dead chickens was born. He combed his hair to one side, got a little mustache, scrunched up in a hump and let one foot drag. He crossed one eye, let his tongue hang out, and the neighbors joined in and they all began to shout. Comb your hair to one side, get a little mustache, scrunch up in a hump and let one foot drag. Now everybody's learning, it's fun to be weird. The dance of the living dead chickens is here. The dance of the living dead chickens. The dance of the living dead chickens. The dance of the living dead chickens.